Hello, everyone, and welcome to another mini podcast. My name is Leonard, and I'm joined here today in this Discord voice call by my co-host, Colin.
Hello.
Today's topic of discussion is digital relationships as enabled through modern social media and communication apps like, well, Discord. When we say digital relationship, we specifically mean one that is unlikely, though not necessarily impossible, to result in any kind of time spent together in person. It's all online. That might sound strange to some of you listening, impersonal, perhaps, depending on just how online you are, but let me assure you, there are plenty of reasons someone might choose to pursue and nurture such a relationship. They have advantages, but also some pretty severe disadvantages. It's complicated that way, just like anything in life is. We hope to shed some light today on why people choose to build these connections with others that are often nothing more than a profile picture and a username, what makes these relationships work, and what problems you may encounter in this unique social setting.
To begin with, I would like to answer the question of how you even meet people online. There are countless communities dedicated to your interest, whether it is shows, music, games, or whatever you like. This makes it easy to connect with people online, since your common interest provides a base on which you can possibly develop a friendship or relationship. Generally speaking, online relationships require less effort as well as time commitment. Effort meaning, for example, less planning, as it would be if you were to meet up in person. And time commitment being that you avoid traveling long distances to see who you would like to see. To begin with, I would like to answer the question of how you even meet people online. There are countless communities dedicated to your interests, whether it is shows, music, games, or whatever you like. This makes it easy to connect with people online, since your common interest provides a base on which you can possibly develop a friendship or relationship. Generally speaking, online relationships require less effort as well as time commitment. Effort meaning, for example, less planning, as it would be if you were to meet up in person, and time commitment being that you avoid traveling long distances to see who you would like to see. It is very convenient that you are available more easily, since you just start up your computer and you can participate in all the activities that you do with your partner, friend or group. Social media, of course, helps to stay in contact as well. Nowadays, everyone has their mobile phone in their pockets at all times, technically allowing for practically non-stop communication. Also, you're less bound to your location, since it is the World Wide Web after all, so it allows meeting up with people from other cities, countries, or even continents more easily. In my experience, the internet can also help preserve existing relationships that might otherwise have been ruined by someone moving somewhere else. This, for instance, allowed me to still stay in contact with some friends from school. Back in my days, I spent thousands of hours playing Counter-Strike. I connected with many people from all over the world and made friends with some of them. But, as it goes, due to changing interests, many of these friendships eventually faded, but some have stuck around until today. Keeping them alive does not require much contact anymore, and sometimes you end up in a Discord call together, chatting, playing games. These friendships are, as we introduced before, just simple and convenient.
Well, that all just sounds peachy, doesn't it? Simple? Convenient? That's just the way it should be. Although, as mentioned previously, one should be cautioned that convenience usually comes at the cost of something. In the context of a digital relationship, that cost is often, though not always, simply a lack of a deeper, more meaningful connection. Think of your best friends, probably people you know personally and have met like once or twice before. A part of what allows you to connect with them so deeply is simply physical contact. Seeing the faces, the way they gesture around while talking, the way they smile when you crack a joke. That's what a lot of your interactions with them are probably like. In a digital setting, seeing a face to connect to the voice you hear is not always a given, especially when we talk about friendships built on a mutual interest in playing video games, for example. Simply put, it's a lot harder to connect to a disembodied voice than it is to a real physical person that is right in front of you, and that can lead to a lot of issues. It can make the relationship feel superficial because it's not all that personal. It can make it harder to empathize with the other person and harder to bring forth the emotional engagement that is vital to the long-term success of any relationship, romantic or platonic. I can speak from experience here, as in an online friend group of mine, we had a falling out some time ago, There was a big argument. Some insults were thrown around, accusations were made. One person unceremoniously just cut all ties with everyone else. A person I would have just the day before called a friend. But in the aftermath, I kind of realized that I didn't really feel anything. No sadness about losing a friend, no guilt, nothing. It was like we were never really friends in the first place, even though, originally, it may have felt like that. That's what a lack of real emotional weight and investment does. It makes friendships unstable, more likely to end. It makes them feel hollow, disposable even, if you want to be cruel about it. Emotional connection is what makes a relationship meaningful, makes it fulfilling, makes it stable. If that connection is never really established to begin with, the relationship is almost bound to fail. I think in the end, that experience of losing a friend and not actually caring about it has taught me a lot, and I have done my best to try and avoid this happening again. But due to the rather impersonal nature of these kinds of relationships, it may not always be up to me. Both people need to put forth the effort here, but even if they do, it may not always work out.
I think it's safe to say that digital relationships are very different from in-person ones, and both have their respective benefits, but there are certain limitations to digital relationships that you need to be aware of, that you maybe have to work with if you're in one or planning to start one. As Leonard mentioned just a few moments ago, a functioning relationship needs all participants to be willing to invest into it. And this is particularly the case for digital relationships, because you have to actively stay in contact for your partner or friends to stick around. The digital relationship's special characteristic of not being present in person is a double-edged sword. It can be fulfilling in its own way, but due to the lack of personal connection, digital relationships tend to be less secure, more fragile, and more prone to failing over time. But they don't have to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So like that falling out that I mentioned, well, the man returned to the roost, eventually, so to speak. We made amends, we patched things up among everyone, and at the very least, I feel like the whole ordeal kind of solidified our friendship in the end, however unpleasant it may have been in the moment. In general, as someone with a lot of online friends from all over the world, I like this kind of friendship. If approached correctly, an online relationship can be just as fulfilling as a more geographically close in-person one. I mean, to me, at least. Your mileage may vary. And whether your best friends are right there for you to speak to or not, make sure to tell them you love them every once in a while. It's gonna help. But that's gonna be it for us today. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful time, and remember to always stay hydrated.
Bye.